Sexy. Look at your ass, it's so fat. Been waiting to get with you. Hey, yeah.
Don't wanna sound full of myself or rude, but you ain't looking at no other dudes, cause you love me.
I'm sorry, baby. So sexy.
So you think about a chance, you find yourself trying to do my dance, maybe cause you love me.
You do well.
So then we try.
Singing a slow now because you weren't used to how fast we touched.
Fast we touched.
Then we locked eyes.
And I knew I wasn't there and I was gonna tear your ass up.
Yeah,
I know that I'm carrying on, never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frontin'.
You know I want you, babe.
I'm ready to bet it on, unless you don't care at all. But you know I want you.
To the Cold World Podcast. Happy to be talking with you all. Now, this podcast is gonna sound different because I'm outside, because it's finally feeling like Bay Area weather is beautiful, and we have a beautiful lake here in Oakland. I don't suggest that you swim in it or touch the water, but from far away it looks really nice. So that's where I'm at. I'm by that lake. But yeah, I am really excited to do this show. So, you know, sometimes I take questions from listeners. And I took a big question from a listener, somebody who's been pretty faithful to the podcast, and I appreciate this person. So I work in education, and they had a question around education. So it's a pretty big question. So I'm going to break it down basically to give you the gist. The way I'm going to do it is, because it's really long, I guess I'll read it, and I'll answer as I go, because I don't want any of the questions to get lost. But I just want to put this out there. When I read this, when I answer these questions, I'm answering it from what I would do. So people can listen to this advice or not. I'm not saying what I think. What I'm saying is gospel. People have freedom to, you know, I'm not casting any judgments on folks. And I'm not saying that my answer is the best answer. But this is, if I was in a situation, knowing what I know, doing the work that I do, this is what I would do. All right? We cool? We can rock with that? So, this parent has a son that's about to turn 4, and she has been frustrated with the preschool, like finding a preschool for her son. And so she just has a lot of general questions around that. So, one of the questions that she said is, I make too much money for resources like Child Care Links and 4Cs. For those that don't know, those are organizations that have preschools in them. They offer other resources, but they tend to help like low-income folks. However, I don't make enough money to afford the expense of a good private school. I'm also in a panic around him starting kindergarten next year. What should I do? How do I research schools? Do I trust him going to the Oakland public schools, or any public schools for that matter? What is the process for that? So let me start with those questions before I like expand and go to the other ones. Alright, so first and foremost, I don't judge any parent on the decisions that they make for their child. I'm not going to be one of those people that tell you you should only put your kid in public schools, pick this charter, don't pick this charter, don't pick this private school. Nah, man, this is too big of a decision, and you got to do what you feel is best for your kid. So that's number one. So secondly, she wanted to know, like, how do you start to look at these schools? What I would do is I would go visit. I would take some time, and I would go look at all the schools that I wanted to see and spend time there. I would ask questions. I would ask a lot of questions. Go in with a pen and paper and ask a bunch of questions. This is your kid. The other thing I would do is I would ask other parents how they experienced the school. I would ask them what their experience has been, I would ask them, do they feel welcome? Do they feel like their child is welcome? Like all that stuff. All right. So that's what I would do. There might be some stuff written online. I don't know how much I trust those kind of sites. Because usually the folks that post have to be like really motivated one way or the other. So they either really, really like the school or they really, really don't like it for the most part. But you can look at those things to kind of get some leads. But nothing beats visiting a school and talking to people that actually have their kids in that school. Do I trust him being in the Oakland public schools or any public school? What's the process for that? And would he be boxed in for being in speech therapy? So I can answer this question pretty directly as well. I don't think one should trust any system blindly, whether it's traditional public, charter, private, especially when we're talking about black kids. There are great traditional public schools and there are terrible ones. There are great charter schools and there are terrible ones. There are great private schools and they are terrible ones. So I can't just blindly answer that question. And I'm saying this as an honest person that works for that school district. So, you know, that's something that I would like really, you know, consider, right? And I would do what I just said. I would go visit those schools. There are rankings for schools. You can look at scores. You can look at, I mean, there are ways that schools get indexed. I would look at those things and I would just start really early. I would start right now, and I would start talking to people. Now, will he be stereotyped for being a young black boy? Yeah. I mean, just quite simply, like, with no emotion, just the truth. And we could be talking about Oakland, we can talk about Chicago, we can talk about anywhere. There's just, these things just happen. I got a bunch of degrees, I still get stereotyped. I mean, it is what it is, it's the truth. And so, you know, like I said, the same way I am an advocate for parents making whatever best choice is best for them, I feel that we need to respect that choice. And once you make that choice, then you still have to be ready to fight like hell. I really believe that. I don't know. I think that's true regardless of the system that you pick. So, I mean, it's, you know, you're going to have to educate yourself and learn how to navigate those waters, but it's going to be a struggle. Let's be very, I'm going to be very clear with you about that. But I think it's something that you can handle. Here are some of the other questions. What is the curriculum? How is testing handled? If he cannot sit still for a long time in class, would this be an issue? Would he be free to learn in a way that works for him? He's a kinetic learner or kinesthetic learner. How can I deal with the school hours when I work a 9-hour day? Let me stop there. So how is testing handled? I think that depends. There is a lot of testing, just especially at that age. But there's a few other tests too because your child is so young. So in addition to like academic tests, there, you know, I know some folks still use help charts. That's just around how a child is developing. I don't know. When I was a social worker, and that was a while ago, we used to use help charts. I don't know if they still use those. But I think that it is building a relationship with your child's teacher and building a partnership and kind of saying, hey, you know, I want us to work together to make sure I get the best for my kid. And I think when you approach it that way and the relationship gets built, I do think that things tend to go a little bit better. So I think that's the one thing I would definitely say about that. Would he be free to learn in a way that works for him? You got to go, again, you got to go spend time in these classrooms. You got to go look. You got to look at how people get down, just being there for a day. And I know that's hard, but you might have to take off a day at work to go and spend time in these different spots and see what these environments look like. And when your child gets into that setting, you're going to have to pop in again and have to see how things are going, you know. But like I said, there should be some type of ongoing back and forth communication, not just a monologue where the teacher is communicating with you, but where you all are communicating with each other and really working together to get the best for your child. I mean, that's, and I know that sounds like a given, but it's not. And neither for parent nor for teacher, maybe some, but I wouldn't leave those things up to chance. So I would be really aggressive about building that relationship. And how can I deal with the school hours when I work a 9-hour workday? again, communication. So, you know, emails back and forth, text messaging, phone calls, however you all decide that you want to communicate, like there are ways to do that. And so you just got to kind of figure that part out, right? You got to figure out what works for you. And, you know, letting your job know, like also you're a single mom. And this is the situation. I work with a lot of folks that have young kids, and sometimes they just got to go do what they got to go do. And so, you know, I think it's having open and honest conversation and dialogue with your job. But this is a priority. So I think it can be worked out, but I don't want to underestimate how difficult that may be, because I don't know your situation. I don't know your work situation. But that's something that's a conversation I would start having now. And where are the resources for single parents who make too much but not enough? These are the questions. I just have no clue. When you become a parent, you don't get a manual on how to deal with childcare. I just need some help. I think that's a good question. So the resources for single parents. So there are some groups out there. I would have to hop on the internet and kind of go look for some things off the top of my head. I know it depends on, so some of the school sites that you might be kind of, you know, looking at, they might have some resources that help you out. And anybody that's listening too, email me or tweet me @FCCodeIII if you know of resources in the Bay Area, or just, you know, anything that can be helpful. But I'd have to kind of go do some research, and that's probably some research that we can do together. But there are organizations and things out there. Also, it don't have to be official like programs. You know, build the village around your child, right? So I think that's something that's really important. One of the things that I'm studying in my doctoral program that I'm working on for the big paper, the big dissertation, if I can get past this first part, is looking at how you build up the support that your child needs, especially when your child is a black boy. And, you know, the studies say there needs to be a father figure, or that a male figure helps. That male figure don't have to be daddy. That male figure may not even live in that house, right? But you can build that up. It can be that uncle. It can be that friend. It could be that podcast host. It can be a group of folks. It could be that coach or that pastor or whomever. Like, there's a full team of people. There are folks that can fill into those slots. And so I would say look for these organizations, but also who are the people that's just close to you all that you trust, or the mentors that you want to start collecting now for your child that's going to be there through his journey. I mean, that's how I would be thinking about it, in a strategic way. You know, I don't have kids, but, you know, if that were the case and I were married or if I were single, I would still have that village around, even, you know, even if there was a two-parent home or if it was just a one-parent home. There are just certain types of folks that I want to be in my kids' life, and I would just have to start collecting those folks early and having them around to help model certain things. So I know this don't solve all your problems. I know that, you know, some of this stuff we might need to get a little bit more technical, and that's fine. You can contact me again, and we can actually hop on the phone if you want and try to put a plan together around what that looks like. But I think that's a good start. I think that, you know, the biggest points that I would like, that I want you to leave with, is to start looking at schools now, and not just looking, but going in and seeing them and spending time in them and seeing how they get down and talking to other parents that have their kids or have had their kids in that program. And then the other thing that I would really start to think about is, who are the other people that I want around my child? Who are the other people that I want my child to be influenced by? Men and women. Who is my village? What's that tribe? And start to build that out now. You always gonna feel scared. You always gonna feel like you're not doing enough. There's always gonna be this thing around inadequacy. And at the end of the day, you can just do the best that you can do, and be there for when the rubber hits the road. You know, we can plan and plan and plan and do our best to execute. And I don't think that you'll ever just feel comfortable with what's, you know, with your efforts. But I think that those are some solid places to start. So, anyway, with that being said, hopefully that was helpful. For anybody else that has any other type of questions, it can be around education, it can be around whatever you want. There are every few podcasts or so, I would definitely just dedicate a show to a listener that has questions and is trying to, you know, I'm down with that. This is for you all as much as it is for me. So with that being said, you all continue to take care of yourselves, take care of each other. This is a quick hit, but hopefully you got to listen to this in your car or when you're working out or whatever the case is. If you want to continue the conversation, you can tweet me. My Twitter, my IG, my Snapchat's all the same. That's at @ccoleiii3rd. That's at @ccoleiii. My Facebook is my name, Charles Cole III. Not hard to find. And you can go to Energy Converters and see all the things that I'm doing. And there are some other things that I'm working on that I cannot announce yet. But once they get some traction, I will be overjoyed and cannot wait to share with this group. So y'all take care, and I'll see y'all on the next podcast. Peace. Popping tags up an echelon for no reason. Seen this bad little John, she was perfect. I let her push the foreign right now, is she worth it? Falling in the middle of the club, no jersey. I don't want no liquor cause I've been drinking that dirty. Bring that ace by the case, my niggas with me. Bring some ice for my cup, my drink with me. Diamond, 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 diamonds on me dancing. 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 And you know what I need from you when I get home. You better not be on the phone talking up a storm like you usually do. Talking to your friends like you usually do. Telling them I never spend time with you. It's hard to find the time. We've been sipping on Dom Perignon for no reason. Popping tags up an echelon for no reason. Seen this bad little John, she was perfect. I let her push the foreign right now, is she worth it? Falling in the middle of the club, no jersey. I don't want no liquor cause I've been drinking that dirty. Bring that ace by the case, my niggas with me. Bring some ice for my cup, I drink with me. Diamond, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamond, 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 diamonds.